Tampa Bay Rays defeated the New York Yankees 7-3, as it all turned out. This one was not as close as it may seem.
7-3 doesn't sound too close.
No.
Yeah.
Rays got off to a 3-0 lead in the first inning. I'm going to say Yoshinaka, who allowed 4 runs in the first inning all of last year. 3 in one game here in 2017. Yankees came back with 2 in the second. Couldn't get more. Had an opportunity to get more. A little of the bases later on against Chris Archer, got nothing. The Rays followed with 2 more in the second, 2 more in the third. That kind of did it for Masahiro Tanaka, who lasted 2 2/3. It hit 7 runs, a couple of walks, a couple of strikeouts. Not a great start for
He's off to a slow start on that one. You know what it is?
No.
Stage fright.
You think that's what it is?
Stage fright. It's the big guest opening day. Right. You're on the road. Everybody's watching. You're the first game of the season.
Yeah.
And he came out a little tight. You know what I'm saying? I understand he's been opening days before. But whatever, you know, he's on the road, you know, just finished the spring. He's probably like, oh, a little bit nervous, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's all that was. I wouldn't look too deep into that.
As a fan of Tanaka, I'm just going to blame it on some bad sushi.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. He had a bad role.
It's funny because everyone's trade Tanaka, kill Tanaka. Like everyone making fun of my tweet. Oh, no, I'm trying to trade for Tanaka, like all that stuff, right? And so that's the negative side of it. But on Thursday, before you left for Vegas, Matt, we went over baseball over-unders. Like, I told both of you guys, like, I kind of like the Rays. Like, I kind of think, like, they're going to have a nice season. And I felt vindicated after day one!
What are they? They're 1-0, Greg.
Yeah!
It's only 160.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, we're over, like...
be 1-160.
Like, people are overreacting all of the negative with Tanaka. I want to overreact to the positive. Like, I thought the Rays were going to be good. Boom! 1-0.
Yeah, so... so he got a home run for Evan Longoria. Longoria was like a dollar, well, not a dollar make you holler, but, you know, he was discounted heavily in drafts. You know, he was going a lot of teams as a corner infielder, right, Matt?
He was still the third base, okay. But like you say, he wasn't coming off the season that he had last year.
30 home runs last year.
Yeah, he did not get the love. I guess people, you know, he's another year older. The Rays lineup, Tropicana Field, I guess you put all that into, and they figured maybe that was his best year that he was going to have going forward.
Yeah, no, it's interesting because the GST draft over the weekend, I asked if we could draft Evan Longoria. I was like, no, what do you think of Longoria? Like, he's still there. Like, what do you think? He's like,
I don't like him.
Pretty much. it's pretty much how it went.
Yeah,
he's like, Jed Jerker will be there for us.
Don't worry about it.
He was not, for the record. He was not there. So,
Jerko played for... well, go ahead. I was going to say.
He started
for the Cards, yeah.
Yes, he
played. He's part of a platoon.
But, so for Tampa Bay here, Chris Archer, 7 innings of 2-run ball, threw over 100 pitches yesterday. No limit there. You saw that a lot yesterday. I'm used to some of these pitchers being pulled a little bit early opening day. Not so much. We saw a lot of pitchers go very, very deep.
I mean, I think... I don't have a problem with it. These are their aces. These are the stud guys on their teams. These aren't young kids.
We're last in GST already. God.
I mean, these aren't some young kids that they're throwing out there. I think it's fun. I get more worried about, you know, the stressful innings and that than the pitch count. I mean, a lot of these guys, like they talked about Bumgarner, he's man enough to say when he's done to the coaches. He's not one of those guys that'll try and get the extra out and try and keep himself in. I think that's the most important thing. When you're a pitcher, when you're a starting pitcher and you've hit that wall, that's when you need to get out. When you continue on, that's where the injuries could.
And then where you get in trouble too.
Yep.
I feel like this team is not. This isn't right. This is not how I planned this.
What's wrong with you, Greg?
Look at my GST team, and I deleted it. The order I had anybody in. Now it's not right.
Tell me how this team turned out, please.
We'll do that later. We're talking about the Yankees now.
Okay, all right.
I'll tell you in a second. So Archer goes 7 innings, and Alex Colome, this save rule needs to change. The base is loaded. The tying run's not even off. He's on deck, and Colome comes in and gets a save.
Well, that's the definition for tying.
It's not even fair.
No.
Yeah, the save rule is, I mean, overall is a joke, but that's the world we live in.
Well, it's stupid. I'm just saying. So the Yankees bullpen does actually a very nice job. No runs.
Yeah,
six innings of ball. Here.
They came through. They came through. They pitched well. They held the Rays down. You know what I mean? They stopped the bleeding. They couldn't.
Adam Warren pitches two and a third with 18 pitches.
Who's that?
Adam Warren.
Tell me, you know about what you know about him?
You know about Adam Warren? He was a starter for the Yankees, a bullpen guy, traded to the Cubs, traded back from the Cubs.
Yeah, I heard his name. He's been around.
Yeah, the Yankees have some nice arms that they could, you know, use for middle relief or possibly spot starts, or one of those guys is going to be the fifth starter. I'm really not sure how it's going to wind up playing out over the season. But you got Warren, you got Brian Mitchell. You know, these are guys that can do dual roles. That the Yankees are going to need that kind of help this year with the current rotation they have.
Yes, yes, they are. What?
This is Matthew, he got a kick out of that. He got a kick out of saying that.
He's allowed
it's been,
to.
No, no, it's been a long time since he's been able to cheer.
Yeah. It all changes in 2017. Yeah.